call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
Oh, I don't know. Probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
What in God's green earth is this? This sounds like something Few asked for.
Yeah, Few, do you want to tell him?
What is this?
You don't remember Nena Cherry?
Who?
Nena Cherry. Buffalo Stance. Bruce Smith.
Oh. I know who Bruce Smith is.
Buffalo Stance.
Bruce Smith. He was one of the greatest pass rushers in NFL history.
Yeah, they have a song after him. Buffalo Stance.
Don't even know. What just happened to my show? Oh, my God. You throw curveballs at me, but I'm gracious for you coming in, Theo. Bill Hooks is sitting out. Today he's at home with the kiddos. And we've got, of course, Willie J. And then Movie Time with Matt Quintero. What up, brother?
How's it going, guys?
So, big freaking movie this week. We're going to push the Husker talk to when Dane gets here, by the way, coming up in about 20 minutes.
I feel like he's someone good to talk to about Husker stuff.
I know. I'm so excited to talk to him about some of the topics we hit on yesterday, too, because it was while he was on the field. So, big movie today, obviously.
Yeah.
Big, big one. Did you go see it last night?
I did.
How did you think? Captain Marvel. It's getting, you know, real quick, before you say what you thought.
Sure.
Today I've noticed that there's a lot of, yeah, it's a solid Marvel movie. That's been like the response I've read a lot online from critics.
Right.
Are you lined up in that category?
So,
or is it, what do you think?
I've been really excited for this. It's a major Marvel movie.
It's going to like kick off the next 10 years, basically.
I probably know less about Carol Danvers as a character in Captain Marvel. I know less about her than I have about anybody except Ant-Man, probably.
Can I tell you two reasons why? Because they just redid her in 2012.
Okay.
So this movie, they redid half of that. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm going into this thing as a super nerd when it comes to comics.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know like half of, like, they changed how she gets her powers.
Yep.
And everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's all different. This is all new. They're rewriting everything around her for the Marvel movie universe.
So I thought I knew things.
Right.
And I was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I was really looking forward to it, really excited. Theater was full. My sister was super excited to go, so she came with. And when it was over, I thought to myself, it's not the worst Marvel movie,
mm-hmm.
but how far from the bottom does it rank?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, with Black Panther, I remember seeing it and going, wow, where does this rank to me from the top?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I know it's not my favorite, but
right.
It's got to be like top five, top seven, somewhere in there. And and with this one, I'm like, I know it's not Thor 2.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not Iron Man 2.
Right.
I know it's not Iron Man 3, but where exactly is this ranking for me?
Wow.
Which is a shame, because there's definitely some things about the movie that are objectively good. And a lot of things that I just wanted Marvel Wonder Woman. That's what I wanted. I wanted to come out of that movie like when I saw Wonder Woman, was like, heck yeah, like this was awesome. I am stoked. I am pumped. Let's fight something. This was great. And I just came out and was like, eh, like it's not a bad movie. I don't even know if I was like overhyped for it or what. I don't know. I just came out and unfortunately didn't love it.
Really?
I didn't love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That bums me out, because
maybe I'm lowering the bar for you, and then when you see it, you're going to text me and be like, what the hell are you talking about? This was good.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous, and I'm just going to be like, I'm going to be very, very frank and honest with this thing, okay? And people who've been listening to the show know me well enough that I can speak in this manner, and you know who I am as a person.
Mm.
Something I'm super nervous about is with this character specifically, and with how Marvel has been over the last 5 years, they've been kind of like what ESPN went through for a while, where they've been on we're going to switch all of our characters, we're going to change a lot of stuff about them because we don't want to piss off any of the Me Too movement people, we don't want to piss off anybody who thinks we need more minorities on SportsCenter and that kind of stuff. Marvel's been full head into that. And it's you know me, I'm extremely against extremism. I hate extremists. And when you swing a pendulum too far, I don't care how good you think something's going to be, it'll have a negative effect.
Mm.
Look at our politics right now.
Mm.
In any direction you look, left, right, up, down, I don't care. It's so far extreme that it's become negative. Like, there's literally nothing other than being a Husker fan that you can be an extremist in, and it's okay. Right?
Right.
The Husker football and Husker sports is that's the only it. Thing. Otherwise, if you're an extremist to something, and when I started reading, and I'm not going to give away any hints on this thing, but when I started reading the rewrites that they made to the character and why they did it, it screams that. And I think inherently some people, and I'm not saying you, but a lot of the things I was reading about the movie and how people are feeling about it, it echoes how people feel about a lot of these other things that have been going on in the world. And I'm a little bummed because, like, you didn't need to do it.
Right.
It's a cool character.
Right. So to try and allay those fears, so you're going into it just going, oh, man, when's it going to hit? When's that extremist thing? It doesn't. There's maybe two.
Their reasoning behind how she gets her powers and why they changed it screams everything I just said.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it's crazy.
As someone who did not know about that part mm-hmm. of it going in, it didn't hit me that hard.
Sure.
It didn't hit me that way. There are like two little moments
yeah.
where I'm like, okay, that felt a little forced. That's
right.
It. Two little moments.
Like Wonder
Otherwise,
Woman,
it wasn't bad.
Wonder Woman was an amazing movie because it was super duper empowering for a lot of people in this world, and they didn't have to beat you over the head with it. The entire thing that Marvel's been running with this, like in terms of their previews and all of that, is like smacking you in the face, like, hey, little girls everywhere, we've got you a superhero now, and you're gonna love her and all these things. They didn't need to do it. She's an awesome character. Like, she's an amazing character in her own right. And I don't like it because I think, like, Wonder Woman didn't have all this crap that was going on with these idiots jumping on like Rotten Tomatoes ahead of time, giving it crappy ratings and all that stuff. The reason those boneheads showed up in the first place, and they are nothing but boneheads because they're sexist jerks, and I'd cuss if I could, but it's air, I can't.
Right.
But they're jumping on, giving this thing a one without seeing it, trying to tank its ratings. You didn't have that with Wonder Woman. There is a major reason for that, because Wonder Woman wasn't blowing the bugle saying, hey, we're making this movie specifically for this reason to be a few, like, I wish they wouldn't have done that. I think it's affected the movie. I do. I'm still fired up for it. I can't wait to see it. I love this character, and I hope it's close to what it was. But yeah, I'm a little frustrated.
I love Brie Larson too. Like, ever since Scott Pilgrim, like I thought she was super funny, and so that's the thing. It's just some of the stuff just didn't land for me. I'll go into specifics afterward. After you see it and everything, but. Yeah, just nothing jumped out at me. There's a couple little funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
The technology they use to make Samuel Jackson look younger is unbelievable.
I'm a little creeped out by this, by the way.
Well, like, so
like, it's
going to
be
trailers,
awesome, but yes, I have. Yeah.
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 A minute after you see him, your brain gets used to it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Like, it's just a strange thing that they're doing now where they're putting, making people look, because they have to play younger roles of themselves and that kind of stuff. And, like, the first time they did it with Robert Downey Jr., where he's walking around and he looks like where he's back to being like a movie from the 80s. Like, it's insane, but at the same time, it was a little creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
so that was good.
Yeah.
This is better.
All right.
Best version of that, it's not even technology. It's when they get someone like Josh Brolin to play young Tommy Lee Jones and he just nails the impression.
Nice.
In Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's not a great movie, but that part's great.
Now, obviously, this movie, it had to come out before Endgame. Because she's going to play some sort of part. Do you feel like maybe everybody who's just the expectations are there for Endgame, so they felt like this movie it was just part of the process, if you will. It's something I have to go watch, and it didn't matter if it was good or bad. And also, is there some sort of don't play the spoiler, but do we get some sort of tie-in for Endgame?
Post-credit scenes, probably.
There are two post-credit scenes.
Okay.
So you should
I would assume that's where it is.
So, yeah.
Because they're trying to make this a standalone movie so it can move towards the next phase of what Marvel's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this. I was trying to explain, we were talking over on 96 Kicks. I was talking with Lauren and JP about this. And Lauren's kids have been to some of the movies, but, like, there's very few Lauren's gone to. I think she saw Black Panther and a couple of them. But for the most part, she hasn't seen a lot of them. And I told her, I said, well, this would be a good one to dive into if you're going to get into this for the next phase of movies, because this kind of harkens into that. It should start that for whatever the next, whatever the next big storyline, like Thanos has been building for 10 years, whatever the next one is, it takes us. And I'll be really curious with the characters that will be leading that charge to see how, because we're talking about the most iconic characters you know, that they've been using for the last 10 years in Marvel history. So I'm excited to see how the next phase, because right now in comic books, Captain Marvel is one of the biggest players in comics. Like, she's one of, she would be, if they were to, let's say like we were beginning the Avengers over, which is what we're doing, mm-hmm. she would kind of be in that Iron Man, Captain America, like that level for that group. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a big player. Yeah, she is. She is. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for the movie. I'm just nervous because I think the advertising kind of went over the top a little bit.
Okay, so I hope, I want to allay your fears. It's not a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't do it for me.
Sure.
There's some weird pacing issues that really slow down in spots, and you're just like, you're not used to that mm-hmm. in Marvel movies. One of them is done on purpose to comedic effect, where they find a disk of information, they put it in, it's just trying to load, and they just have to wait for it to load.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Stuff like that.
Well, that's funny.
There's a lot of 90s references. So.
All right, man. Well, I'm excited, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll let you know. I think I'm going to take my kid to it. I think me and Carter are going to go tonight, probably go check it out. So.
Awesome.
I'll let you know. I'll
yeah,
text you.
Just text me. Tell me what
my
you
son's
think.
All fired up. He loves him some Captain Marvel.
Cool.
So he is excited. Mm-hmm. He is excited about it. So I think Captain Marvel is his first superhero crush.
Oh, nice.
So he likes him some Captain Marvel. So that's all right.
And there are definitely some cool elements about it, and it's such a big spectacle. It's worth seeing in theaters.
I wish he had the mohawk, though. Like, normal... Captain Marvel's got some sick hair in the comic books. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back. We will have DDT, Dr. Dane Todd coming up. My man, I appreciate you. Thanks for jumping in.
Thanks so much.
All right, back after this.